Send a movie idea.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so before we start this week's episode, which is with...
John, can I have a sip of coffee while you're doing this bit?
Yeah, sure. Are you going to do it comically loud? I think that's going to be comically hot, so this could go wrong in many ways.
What isn't comical in this situation, according to you? Go, just carry on, mate. I'll be quiet.
Before we start recording this episode with the guys from Hardcore Listing... Before you start listening to the episode with the guys from Hardcore Listing...
You might record it, save it to a tape.
Yeah.
Give it out as a Christmas present.
We just wanted to let you know that we got loads of Christmas suggestions, so we're kind of rolling them over, and so the next episode will also be Christmas
bloody hell themed.
And as a result, rather than putting it up on Christmas Day, which would be next Tuesday, we're going to put it up on Christmas Eve, so you can listen as you're driving home for Christmas with Chris Rea.
You've played Chris Rea 10 times and you're sick of it. What's next, you're probably thinking? It's the Dream Factory podcast. Hello and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it'll be unwrapped, looked at for 5 seconds, rewrapped, and re-gifted to a lesser podcast next December. I'm Joel, a man who puts the STI in Winter Festival, and across from me is John Harris, a man whose favourite Christmas song is Bass Hunter's 2008 cover of Jingle Bells, featuring the line, "Everybody say ho! Everybody say ho! Ho! Everybody say ho! Ho! Ho!" Hello, John.
Hello, mate.
We're actually joined by two very special guests today as well, Chris and Stu. Chris, I had to put his hand over his mouth. He found that introduction
so
hilarious.
That was so good, Joel. I wish we did some sort of thinking about our introduction.
Absolutely.
I wrote that between whatever the station is before Grays and Grays. So that's the thought I put into the podcast.
I reckon that is the most creative thing that has ever happened between Purfleet and Grays.
I thought he was going to say in our recording studio, which is where we are today. So.
Did we properly introduce Chris and Stu from Hardcore Listing Podcast?
You've just done it.
There we go.
Chris and Stu from Hardcore Listing Podcast. They've been guests before, and they are guests today on our Christmas special episode.
Well, we're doing a mutual sort of back rub, aren't we? We're going to do yours, and then you're going to do ours in the same night.
And then they're going to go out in the wrong order. So yours will be later in the evening. But it'll be come out first. But that's all. Yeah, that's all. That's all. By the way,
no one listening cares.
Yeah. It's all behind the curtain stuff.
All right. Let's have a film. This one's from George. Murder on the Polar Express.
Oh, I like that.
Very nice. I'm not comfortable with Polar Express.
Why?
I don't like Tom Hanks' face in it. It's really smooth, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very. I can't trust a smooth face.
There's the uncanny valley. What they call it.
That's why I don't like other smooth-faced characters.
What are you on about, Joe?
How about the cast of what was the Dick Tracy? When they all had like plastic
faces, that was weird.
All the bad
Warren
guys.
Beatty and like his firm, wasn't it?
Yeah,
They had weird. That was really weird.
Yeah. That wasn't none of them looked trustworthy. Exactly. I mean, they were all mobsters.
What about that fella that passed away recently from that kids' TV show?
Mr. Blobby. No, very, very smooth, very smooth. Exactly, that's the point I'm making.
Lazy Town.
Him!
Oh, he had a smooth face.
Yeah, he had a very smooth face.
Yeah. Oh, otters, they're smooth.
Very smooth. Very, wouldn't trust an otter as far as I could throw
one. Never trust an otter. Stu doesn't trust a lot of animals, though.
Eels, they're smooth.
Yeah, don't like slugs.
What animal do you trust, Stu?
Dogs.
Yeah.
They're a bit stupid, aren't they?
Yeah. Like, and never smooth.
Yeah, never smooth.
In my experience, rarely smooth. I don't put that caveat in.
I don't trust cats, and I think it's because you can get them... I know you said skinless cats. Furless cats.
I mean, if you start talking about skinless cats, Peter will be round here before this podcast is even finished.
That's quite sinister, isn't it?
Oh, she's a collection of skinless cats.
Just all in my deep freeze.
It's Christmas soon.
Pretty boy.
But yeah, Polar Express. There's been a murder on the Polar Express. Oh, Tom Hanks has clearly done it.
Yeah. Definitely.
He's literally everywhere.
If he daggers someone in the back over and over again, there's blood splashing everywhere. Very easy to clean that.
Easy.
None in the cracks, in the creases.
Nah,
yeah,
easily wiped down. And also, you never guess it was Tom Hanks because in all of his movies, when has he ever been the bad guy?
He's never been the bad guy.
So there's that's your you know, your little.
All you hear is good things about Tom Hanks. So
has he been a bad guy?
I think
it makes you think behind the scenes. He's skinning cats.
I think he's all the cats. Yeah. Definitely. No, he just seems like a nice guy, and he's always done quite well, hasn't he?
So
he's talking about his multiple Oscar wins there. He's always done quite well. Yeah.
So we recorded a podcast ages ago, which we've never put out.
With
a guy called Ben Berlin, who's a mutual friend, right? Yeah. And before you knew him, I got invited to his wedding. And
he knows you better. competition.
He's got a few bob, and he could afford to get married at Claridge's in London, which is pretty swish.
Yeah,
right?
Wow.
And so
I thought that was a makeup brand. No, it's Claridge's.
That's that one.
Clarence, yeah.
Claridge's.
So he goes to this. We go to Claridge's, get all done up, and it's like this amazing day. And then in the evening, I had to go and run my night, like my DJing thing. So I was like, I've got to go. And he was like, oh, no worries. I said, my wife, you stick about. Like, you know people here. No, we're going to go. Then at about 11 o'clock, one of my friends posted a picture of this is happening right now. So the bride and my friend Ben walked out of their sort of room at the reception at Claridge's to go and get a bit of fresh air, get away from all the madness of just getting married and everyone sort of wanting to talk to you. And as they've stood at the bar, they've heard this American voice say, oh my God, is this happening right now? And they've turned around and it's Tom Hanks.
What?
Who was doing promo for, I can't think what film it was. And they're like, yeah. And he was like, oh my God, where's the party? And he went in there, he went, let's go. And they took Tom Hanks into it. Apparently, he was mega gracious, spoke to everyone, and was just like, they've got all these photos, like in the wedding dress and that, with Tom Hanks. I mean, that's pretty decent, right?
He never puts a fucking foot wrong, does he?
No.
Which is exactly why. Which is exactly
what I don't like about it. Exactly. Someone should have a look into his hard drive.
They really need to. And if there's nothing there, upload something.
What about this one from Johnny? A Christmas Carol Vorderman. Carol is forced to reflect upon her life by the ghost of Richard Whiteley, a stoic Nick Hewer, and an older-looking Greg James as they count down Christmas. I'm not sure about the Greg James element.
He's not the new countdown host, right? Jimmy Carr would be the only...
Unless Johnny's got some intel that we don't have. So yeah, Carol Vorderman. Christmas Carol, but Carol Vorderman. Once again, someone who I don't think has ever really stood a foot wrong. I wouldn't ever think of her as a Scrooge character.
No. Did we have her down as Scrooge in this, did we? Is that
well, she's
was?
Being visited by the ghost.
Yeah, she would be,
So. But also, I mean, there are some parallels. She's good at money. Numbers.
Yeah,
good be numbers, isn't she?
So. Hang on, didn't she do a load of adverts for those condense all your loans into one easy repayable loan?
Not really.
So
not like a
maybe
quick
she is
quid.
A bit of a miser.
Do the math on that, Chris.
Yeah. Quick. So maybe the parallels with old Scrooge aren't too far off there, because he was a bit of a money-lending accountant, kind of dodgy bloke, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how it lends itself to her monetary skills, but I believe she won Rear of the Year most years throughout the 90s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's good for her.
But I'm just intrigued by that.
Achievements.
Got to be top of the CV, right?
you would, wouldn't you?
I don't know where to go with Christmas. Sure, you got any input on that one?
I'm just panicking because I've spent loads of time today putting together some ideas for films, and I didn't realise it was all Christmas ones.
Hey, we'll take anything. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Just put Christmas special at the end of every one of your film ideas.
Thanks, man.
But it's a Christmas one.
Yeah.
Star Wars Christmas special.
Have you seen that?
They did, right?
That wrote itself.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's all sorts of
weird. It's the worst. It's the worst. The Wookiees in it.
You meet Chewbacca's family.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's dark. It's very dark.
Very dark.
That's a curtain you don't want to see behind, isn't it?
Yeah. Would you skin a Wookiee?
What's that?
Would you skin a Wookiee?
No, well, I wouldn't skin it, but I'd shave it.
Would you?
Could
try,
you? You'd want to know, wouldn't you? You want to know what's on? I'd shave a Wookiee.
You'd want to see if alopecia would look mental.
Smooth, very smooth.
Do you reckon Wookiees can swim?
Oh, they're going to be very heavy as soon as they hit water.
Yeah,
yeah. No. But if he was bald, then yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, he'd like a little glide through it. Yeah, he would. Oh, like a dolphin.
It'd take forever for him to dry as well.
Dunkin' maybe he is a shaved Wookiee.
Yeah.
He's tall.
I've seen no evidence of the contrary there.
Never seen him talk or remembered anything he says.
All right, what about this one from a man called Jason Reed? Santa Scissorhands, Edward Claws.
Oh, nice.
Is that our friend Jason Reed?
That is our friend.
Tron.
Jason Tron.
Santa Scissorhands.
So Santa's got scissor hands and he's got to deliver all the presents, right?
Nightmare.
That is a nightmare.
It is, isn't it? Because everyone's presents are going to be, they're going to be ruined. People are going to see. They're going to be under the tree in tatters.
Yeah.
You won't have the surprise of what are they.
Yeah.
You'll know what they are immediately, as long as you can tell what they are
in their
chopped up form. Yeah.
So, but we're talking about hands with the scissors.
Yeah.
And we're kind of referencing the fact that Santa's got claws.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, no, a guy called Edward apparently has claws in this world.
Edward Claws.
I think that's a good... So, Santa. One year, Santa ruins Christmas because he woke up with scissors for hands.
Which is great when they're wrapping the present. Because he can do that thing where...
Glides.
I don't know if you've ever nailed this technique, where you just move the scissors straight on the paper in one cut.
Well, I can always get about 3/4 of a metre through, and on that final metre, you go... And the whole thing goes with it.
How big a present are you wrapping? 3/4 of a metre the way through, and in the last metre...
Have you ever seen how big a frozen skin cat is, mate? Gift wrap that, mate.
You can't bend the tail back up once it's frozen.
Like a javelin. Oh, wow.
Just wrapped up in the shape of a cat under the tree. Oh, Dad, I know.
Another skin cat. No, son, I swear he isn't. So how does this all come about? So Edward Claws is his helper, do you reckon?
Yeah, he buys him a pair of gloves.
Santa a pair?
Yeah, so that he can...
They just do that thing.
Scissor guards.
That comedy thing you do when you're a kid where Santa will just put his scissor hands behind his back. And able to put his hands through
his claws, apparently.
Claws through the thing, and they'll just kind of operate that way. We were talking about the other day how, at some point when we were kids, there was a transition between how the sleigh was powered. Because when I was a kid, I very much remember it was the reindeers would pull the sleigh, and
reindeers.
Santa would like whip the reindeers, right?
Yeah.
Now it's just sort of the sleigh's sort of powered by the magic of Christmas nowadays, isn't it?
It's all these snowflakes that don't animal cruelty,
which for
some reason this podcast keeps coming back
People kind of wish the sleigh into moving now.
Yeah. So they're like, Santa will be looking at his dial and it'll be like, oh no, not enough kids believe in Christmas.
Faith, I'm going to.
Yeah. Not. Good hard graph from a reindeer, which is what I want to see.
Yeah, a mince, big mince pies.
A whip and a mush, they shout at it, haven't it?
Mush. Yeah. Might be. But you need, I think the reindeers is better because you've got all the fancy gadgets and get some fantasy back in there. We don't need the sci-fi. There's plenty of sci-fi. Get the fantasy, get the reindeers flying.
Wait, what's the sci-fi? Kids believing in Christmas?
Yeah.
No, with regards to like, it's like always like a science fiction type sledge now, isn't it? And I think the new one there's on Netflix with Kurt Russell, which I can't wait to watch. Again, his sled is like it's basically a Harrier jump jet, as opposed to traditional, you know, sled, reindeers.
Because the more you keep going on,
they're putting reindeers out of work. But also, the more you keep going on about everyone's losing faith in Christmas, you're going to make it's becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. Stop telling kids that there needs to be faith in Christmas. Just unquestionably go, here's his sleigh and a bunch of fucking reindeer pulling it along through the sky.
Looking more at where you're saying it's gone now with sci-fi and being powered by witchcraft, will you hear... Because for me, I want to hear the bells.
Well, they're ringing out, right? For Christmas time. Yeah, exactly.
You know he's coming when you can hear the kind of sleigh bells.
Exactly, but that'll be with the little reindeers and their biomechanical movements.
He's just got a Bluetooth.
Bells jingle, doesn't it?
He's just got a Bluetooth speaker now, Santa.
I don't want to think about that.
I'm sorry.
No, so there's reindeer. Santa's got clawy fingers. This is a horror film, clearly, right?
Let's move on. What about this one from Danny? Die Hard. John McClane beats off some terrorists at Nakatomi Tower.
Sick. Best Christmas movie
that
ever.
Sounds great. Right.
Standard.
Best Christmas film ever. I'm all over
it
that.
It is, yeah, definitely. I bought Pip Die Hard. I made Pip his very own Die Hard jumper.
Yeah.
Last Christmas.
He did.
I remember.
Yeah, yeah. And he didn't look very grateful.
Ah,
I'm
well.
Just waiting. This year's I think, fuck all.
I think when you said, I bought Christmas. I made him. That
yeah,
was
that
the
was
difference.
There was something weird happened there. Yeah. That, you know that we edit this. Yeah. So you're going to send a little text afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I made it because it took me longer. It would have been easier to buy one.
Yeah,
but I actually even drew it and did it proportionally. The font exactly how it is in the movie onto that.
I had
a lot of spare time around.
If someone said to me, "You like the Beastie Boys, didn't you?" Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. I found this really cool. Like T-shirt they do. Would you like it for Christmas? Yeah. Actually, do you know what? I'm going to draw it on there for you. I'd think, oh,
you go around and there's a T-shirt shaped cut on the curtains.
Yeah. I've got to wear it once just to be fucking nice. I just want the authentic garment.
But if anyone wants to buy Chris's Die Hard Christmas jumper, there'll be a link in the description.
Or Pip's one. It's on eBay, probably.
The issue with this, Danny, is... you know, we've all been on the internet. Mm-hmm. There is a rule on the internet that everything that exists in a porn form. Therefore, Die Hard as a film where he beats people off probably already exists, right?
Yeah, it's got to be. And if it isn't, I'm more than happy to sort of finance it.
Hans Gruber.
There you go.
There we go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, what about this one from Emma? This one's quite meaty. How about Satan Claus? Tim Allen accidentally kills the Prince of Darkness, puts on his cloak, and has to assume the role of the Dark Lord.
At Christmas. Yeah, not really. Yeah. But how does Santa Claus end? Does he stop being Santa?
No, he's Santa now.
But he goes from being Santa to the devil.
He's such a clumsy mucker, that guy.
He's constantly killing.
Oh, another fine mess I've got myself into.
I'm Satan now? Come on! What are the chances of that? Where's that naughty list gone? Let's start on them now.
Maybe the thing is, Santa passes on the naughty list to the devil every year.
Yeah. Oh.
So there's a little exchange there between Tim Allen
and he accidentally pushes him off the roof.
He accidentally kills him one. he accidentally puts the devil on the naughty list one year. He's right, so I've got to remember who to give this to. He puts the devil on there.
Yeah.
But he accidentally lists him on the naughty list. And so the devil... kills himself. What happens, right?
It's a naughty list. Paradoxical loop.
What happens with that naughty list is all the children get murdered by the devil, right? Everyone knows that. That's just part of Christmas. That's part of the Christmas story.
You're putting this out on Christmas Day, right?
That's magical. That's what I was told
Christmas
growing up.
Christmas Eve
better. Yeah, imagine it. Just loads of kids just staring at the ceiling. Like, all right, one of them's coming.
Whoever it is, it will be Tim Allen. And he'll be wearing red. Oh, oh, oh. What was his more power thing that he used to do on Home Improvement? It's like that. Oh, oh, oh. Do you remember that?
I never watched Home Improvement.
The bloke who never showed his face?
Yeah. It was really good.
He had a neighbour who would chat to, but his face was always partially covered by like a bush or a bit of fence.
Yeah.
They've done that with the teacher in Charlie Brown.
And the banker in Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you used to see part of his face?
and in Tom and Jerry, Tom's mum, you only saw her legs, didn't you?
Yeah. Leg and face are very different. Yeah. No, it's parts of the body.
Parts of the body. With Chris.
Oh. It's my new podcast, my new sideline.
It's the same part again this week, Chris. Move on.
Let's have a rummage and see what's in my freezer today.
What about this one from Joe? Santa Jaws. In a remote village near the ocean, children are always on their best behaviour. Any child on the naughty list has to go for a swim and face the judgment of a giant shark with sharp teeth and an even sharper looking beard.
That's gold.
Yeah, perfect.
That is gold.
Yeah.
And it's Tim Allen. Just
Tim Allen's become a shark.
How did he kill a shark? Himself in that.
In fairness, Richard Dreyfuss looked a bit Santa-y, didn't he?
He did. He did, yeah. So it could have been, Richard from, I can't remember his name in Jaws, but he's all horror-based, so your listenership has somewhat changed since the last time we came
on. But the whole dynamic of that film would change. When you heard that cello go, if it just has some like sleigh bells just behind it, I think we're really lighting the mood of everything.
We're going to need a bigger sleigh.
Excellent, excellent.
All right, here's one more from the listeners. Santa clones. The big man tries to cut corners by building clones to do his delivery work. Predictably, the AI goes wrong, causing festive Armageddon.
Oh, Jesus.
So he's making loads...
Starring Tim Allen.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure one of the Santa Claus films, I'm talking like Santa Claus 3, is about them trying to automate robot Santa Clauses and it all going wrong because, you know... Spirit of Christmas or something. He kills a robot, so he has to become a robot.
He must be delighted every time a Toy Story comes around, must he? Tom Hanks is like, I've got a couple of weeks in 2022 I can do the voiceover. And Tim Allen's like, I'm actually next door in a cafe. If you want me to come in and do those lines.
Staring at the phone.
Every day ringing up Pixar. You doing Toy Story 4 yet?
Being careful not to trip anyone up or... Oh gosh, Tim, you've given us lots of joy today. No, look, that would be so. It was Santa clones, you say? So is that a play on just Santa Claus? Was it that one?
I mean, most of them today have been a play on Santa Claus.
Does anyone remember? I don't know why I want to bring this up, but if it was along the lines of Multiplicity with Michael Keaton, do you ever remember that one where he starts cloning himself, and obviously hijinks happen because each clone doesn't come out quite like the exact one.
Okay.
So, like, one's a bit more wacky and crazy, and one's more of a psycho. So that would be quite good with Santa clones, if that they all come out just a little bit, not quite right, not all there, and obviously then he's got to try and figure out a way to get it just back to him, I think.
Killing them all.
Which, I mean, you could do. I was thinking of something less dark, but, yeah, murder. Seeing as every single other one's been horror-themed so far. How are we going? You got any more there?
Not from the listeners. You've got a couple, haven't you?
Well, so what I did today was I thought of doing a... Because you're going to be on our episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've got a top five.
Yes.
Can we say what the top five's about?
Yeah. Well, it will already be out, so it'll be top five worst movies.
So what I decided to do... Excuse me, I'm so sorry. It's not even my own.
I mean, that's quite insulting. What I decided to do is just belch all over your show.
You're just put a play on each one of those.
Okay, cool.
Right. So you've got Birdemic.
Yep.
Turdemic.
Good. It's a good start. Yeah. It's a good start.
Slugline is just, this film is shit.
Good. Good.
Have you guys seen American Vandal 2? Have you seen the Netflix special? A bit like that. But, you know, so that was based on a guy or girl, in case you haven't seen it, basically.
Good avoidance of spoilers there.
Poisoning the water thing in the canteen and giving everyone the shits, basically. So I thought we'd just go one better and pollute a silly city's water supply and just, you know, film that. For a basic
film,
is this, for is this a film idea, or is this something you've been trying to do?
So, there's a Kickstarter.
Should Southern Water be concerned?
I get confused.
You were saying you had a new job recently. Yes.
Oh yeah. So there we go. Turdemic.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, I'm there.
As long as I'm not in that city at the time.
Yeah. No, you don't want to be part of that, do you?
Is there some sort of a hero who discovers who did it or something? Who would have a grudge against a whole city that they needed to give him the shits?
A janitor, I would say, would be one person.
Who else? Anyone?
A janitor.
Yeah. Why? Because they have to clean up shit, so they thought, I'll get everyone.
She's got one janitor, and he's so hard work. He can't believe it.
He didn't have work cut out for him.
And he didn't get a Christmas bonus. And he's furious. So he gives everyone some shits on New Year's Eve.
The janitor here is Tim Allen.
So he gives himself the shits.
He accidentally killed a janitor.
He's given the whole city the shits, and he's like, oh, God, I'll toast this with a nice glass of water. And the final shot is just him shitting him, looking down as he browns his own trousers.
Perfect.
I've just realised we started the podcast talking about how brilliant Tom Hanks is, who's his co-star. Yeah,
there's a narrative to this.
It's really weird. We're talking about shitting. Can I just get one in?
Yeah, go for it.
I went for Forrest Gump, right?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks. This is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And it was Forrest with his beard running across America, searching for ideal locations to fly tip.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good. Very good. Very, very, very good. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
It sounds like a documentary you'd have on UK TV Gold.
I think so. Or maybe Channel 5.
I would watch it, though.
Just for some hits.
Why not?
Yeah.
If I'm ever in America.
Yeah. I can't believe it because Forrest. Is Tom playing Forrest in this? Is he?
I think so, yeah.
Why is he doing? He's doing bad things. It becomes immediately implausible because he's kind of. There's got to be a reason why he's doing it because no one's going to buy into him doing something unsavoury.
Why would there be a morally just reason to fly tip?
What's he fly tipping? Manure. Perfect. Yeah, exactly. Just helping the world.
Nice. Feeding the trees.
Nice, Stu. Like it.
He's trying to get rid of his Christmas tree after Christmas.
Oh, there we go.
Perfect.
We're back on the season. Have you guys got any more, or do you want us to move on to ours?
Yeah, I've got quite a few.
Go for it. No. Absolutely.
Well, we're just reaching the 3-hour mark.
Right, so you chose Battlefield Earth.
Yep.
Battlefield Smurf, quite a simple joke. Exact same plot, just with Smurfs. We'll talk about later.
Isn't Battlefield Smurf just Avatar?
True.
It's a very good
point.
True.
They're just not. They've not been stretched. They've been compressed. So yes.
So you just watch Avatar, but just on a shit TV.
Fuck up the screen res, and you're fine. I also did Pledge. This was one of your movies with Paris Hilton. But instead of following that prick everywhere, it just follows two fanatics who are really big on the wood
on polishing
products. And each scene, the stakes get higher as they challenge other to pledge this.
Yeah. Nice.
At no point at, say, like a Welsh dresser, which would be kind of...
No,
know,
like by the end,
work.
It's like the Cutty Sark.
Exactly, mate, exactly. Yeah, and I figure I would watch that.
I would watch someone... polish the cutting up. Yeah. If there was some sort of peril, if they had like an hour or something to do it, I'll be up for that.
Brilliant.
There you go. You know, that's a little snippet of them.
Wow.
Have you got an idea?
Yeah, of course.
I've got an idea. Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah, go for it.
So mine's Christmas with the Crank. So Jason Statham. So there was a film when I was about 13, 14.
That's
Christmas with the Crank, which I think stars Tim Allen. I think it's his other Christmas film. And it's about
you meant Crank. Yeah, Tim Allen.
Jason Statham and Tim Allen. So from what I can remember of either film, Crank, he has to like power himself up, doesn't he? Like he just occasionally like jacks himself up, like
he
would a car.
His heart can't
right.
Like, yeah. So he's doing that, but with like Christmas lights. So Jason Statham's touring the country, turning on the lights in every city, so you can fight crime for a little bit longer before he has to go and do another.
Turning them on like that.
That'd be great. That'd be great as like the movie poster, wouldn't it?
Yeah. How far off do you reckon you are from turning on the Grey's Christmas lights?
I got the key to the tan. Oh god, yeah. Imagine that.
Because it's there, and then it's according to you, it's Celebrity Big Brother, isn't it?
Of course it is. Yeah.
You have to go back to the Christmas drunk class last year.
I'm trying to think of great people that have turned the lights on in Grey's Town Centre. It was one of the fellas that was in It Ain't Half Hot Mum, one of the ethnically unacceptable television programmes from the 80s. And I believe Rylan may have done it.
Has
he? Yeah. I think
Russell Brand's not done it.
I don't know if Russell Brand...
He's done yours. He's done John's. He's done Marlowe. Yeah. So a bit of a traitor.
That's not fair. Is that the guy who's in Big Brother and that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he Big Brother? I can't remember.
I think he was on the X Factor.
Radio 2 presenter now,
he
I
is,
believe.
Yeah.
He's got a big pair of white Nashes as well.
Big time.
With Gray's budget dropping.
There's some serious TV quality.
Or he just had to, like, they turn on the lights and he smiled.
He just smiled.
He just added. It made it feel like there was 30% extra lights. Smart, shrewd. Mm.
What have you got, John?
Jack Frost Nixon.
Good.
Nice.
Well, I was thinking that there'll be a scandal around Jack Frost and then he was interviewed, but I realised that it's actually
Jack Frost
has to interview Nixon after the Watergate scandal.
That's brilliant.
So yeah, that's what happens, and it's pretty much a shot for shot remake, but
Jack Frost
is making Snow, I don't know.
Well, he's much more invested in it being Watergate because he's got skin in the game when it comes to becoming water, right? So the Watergate scandal is something entirely different in this one. Nixon's trying to melt all of the snowmen.
Yeah.
Because they vote Democrat. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Snowmen are famously Democrats. So he's trying to melt all the snowmen because there's an election at Christmas. And Jack Frost, being king of the snowmen, confronts Nixon about it in a televised interview.
So Jack Frost is like the head of the liberal media.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
I didn't know where that was going to go. I was stuck. And then Joel, you pulled that right out of the bag.
Joel just absolutely smashed
that. That's amazing.
When you listen to that, we haven't edited that to make Joel seem sharper. He was on top of that.
That's probably me done, to be honest.
turn your mic down, Joel.
Wow. Well, that just about brings us to the end of the Christmas special of Dream Factory. Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you very much, Stu.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Do you guys have a favourite from the ones we pitched today? We went through so many.
Oh, can you have a recap? There were a couple.
Anything starring Tim Allen for me.
Yeah. The Tim Allen Chronicles.
I think Tim Allen as Satan is an image that I'll take away from tonight.
Well, that's Emma. Emma's the winner.
I think he's safe Christmas, Tim Allen.
Well done, Emma. And thanks, Tim.
Well, we know it's the end of the show because there's a knock at the Whiff Inn, and coming into the recording facility is it's Tim Allen.
Oh,
unbelievable. Who would have thought it? Which one of us is going to kill and become? find out on the next podcast when one of us is just Tim Allen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.